The Salvation Army is preparing for its annual Christmas campaigns and is urging residents to volunteer and donate to ensure those struggling with rising living costs can have a joy-filled holiday. The application and interview process for Christmas food hampers starts Monday, November 14 and runs until Friday, December 2. The interviews occur at the nonprofit's First Avenue Northeast office. There is a significant process to ensure applicants receive a hamper, which includes determining whether families need toys for kids, explained Lieutenant Lester Ward. If so, parents may need to visit the Salvation Army Church to shop for an age or sex-appropriate toy. Last year, the Salvation Army approved 345 hamper applications, which helped 745 people, including 312 children, Ward said. The charity expects to see an even greater need this year because of inflation, increased living expenses, and more people requiring bagged breakfasts. The Salvation Army started its weekday bagged breakfast program in January and distributed nearly 170 packages that month. By September, the nonprofit was handing out over 600 bags a month. Initially, the numbers were a bit lower, but as people became aware, now we're somewhere between 700 to 800 that come on a monthly basis looking for a breakfast, he said. So, if that gives an indication of what an increase in need is going to be like, that will, also, probably provide us an indication of what Christmas will be like. One bagged breakfast is worth $4.50, so if the Salvation Army hands out 700 a month, that equals $3,150. Therefore, Ward said, every dollar raised from every Christmas campaign, including the kettles, is vitally important. We want to express our sincere thanks to all, he added. It's a team effort, and we appreciate everything that everyone does for us and with us, so we can share the love of Jesus to others in the community and let them know there is hope. Stocking campaign. The stocking campaign launches on Wednesday, November 16 and runs until Wednesday, December 28. This is a joint effort with Moose Jaw Express / MooseJawToday.com, where the Express newspaper will be the drop-off for donations. Last year, the stocking campaign raised $5,000, which is the same target this year. The Moose Jaw Express will also insert envelopes in the November 23 issue, and donors can either bring them to the Sally Ann office downtown or mail them. Kettle campaign. The kettle campaign kickoff is Monday, November 28, at the Co-op grocery store at 10 a.m. One kettle will remain there, while seven more will be distributed to other locations in the community. The support from the community, the volunteers that have offered their time in the past, we're so appreciative of the resources that people allow so we can have those kettles out, said Ward. This campaign has a great need for volunteers who can give 2 to 3 hours per shift, he continued. If the kettles are out longer, they can collect more money and enable the Salvation Army to provide more services. Ward also challenged companies to spend a full day volunteering at one site. Anyone interested in volunteering can call 306-692-5899. Yes, the kettle campaign is really what allows us to do what we do in Moose Jaw, Assiniboia, and outside areas, throughout the year, he added. It is our major event every year. Toy Drive. The Canadian Tire Toy Drive occurs from Thursday, December 1 to Saturday, December 3. Individuals or companies can drop off new, unwrapped toys at the store, while the Salvation Army will use those toys for the hampers. Teddy Bear Toss. The Teddy Bear Toss takes place Friday, December 9 at 7 p.m. at the Moose Jaw Warriors home game. Fans can bring unwrapped stuffed animals and toss them onto the ice when the team scores. In some cases, there are people who bring new, unwrapped toys. Obviously, we wouldn't want them thrown onto the ice, Ward chuckled. The Salvation Army is sincerely thankful, grateful, and appreciative of what everyone does for it, he added. It is looking forward to working with everyone as it anticipates meeting the greatest needs it's ever seen.